Initiate countdown. Execute.
Do not touch your dial. We are in charge of this transmission. Squad. Brute Squad. Only on Jackalope Radio.
Welcome you to the Brute Squad.
Brute Squad!
Johnny Reed, your host, partner in crime, Mr. Todd Sheets.
I'm here. Now, you know you're lucky for me being here, because I need to be at home playing Arkham City.
Is that right?
I haven't got to play it yet. I've had to go get it. Since Tuesday night, I've had it, and I haven't been able to play.
I gotta go get it.
Yep. It's time.
Well, especially Monday the night, fact really. That you can get both. I mean, if you can get both with one shot, why not?
Well, yeah, at Walmart, you get the two-pack, man. You buy Arkham City, you get Arkham Asylum for free, and it's the Game of the Year edition.
Unfortunately, I have to wait till payday.
Yeah.
You know what hit me this week, don't you?
I'm sure it was something big.
Mattel.
Oh,
they released the Legion of Superheroes 12-pack. 180 bones for that sucker.
Wow.
So, yeah, that hit me hard this week. Basically, it was like, okay, I get one thing this week. Do I want the Legion... You know, or the video. I can always get the video game. Legion 12-pack, once it sells out, I'm screwed.
Well, I happen to have an extra copy of a Blu-ray. That's how I was able to swing it, because I took that Blu-ray back, and because I have an extra. You know, I didn't realize someone had given me one, and I had one.
Oh, nice.
So I took it back, and Walmart, of course, hooked me up, gave me my credit back, and I was able to use that to get my game. So I was
nice.
Happy, because I'm broker than broke, but I tell you what, you got to do what you got to do.
You got to do what you got to do.
For Batman, it's I would have sold blood, I think, because I've been waiting for this more. The funny thing is, none of the stores around here do midnights for this kind of thing. They do it for Gears of War.
Oh, they do
it for Call of Duty. It's like if it's an army game and you get to kill your comrades, you know, or you're helping your comrades kill everybody. The weird thing is, to me,
go buy the game wearing a black trench coat,
dude. Yeah, it's like,
it's like, come on.
I'm serious. It's like every game that has to do with the war of any kind, Vietnam War, whatever war. You know, there's a lot of these games that do a lot of different things. Any game that has to do with war, these damn stores around this area here in Mulletville open up at midnight with open arms.
Mulletville. That is awesome.
For those of us that... Batman Arkham City was rated the most anticipated game of the year. Four different websites on there. And I'm going, IGN was just like, this is our most anticipated game. But yet they're not going to open at midnight for it. But yet Battlefield 3, midnight. Gears of War, midnight. Call of Duty, midnight. That other Ops, what was the Ops one? You know what I'm talking about? Something Ops.
And Special Ops, yeah.
It's open.
Or Black Ops.
Black Ops, yeah. Midnight. I'm, come on, guys, enough. See, I don't have that stuff because, and my kids don't play that stuff because I'm like, look, shooting zombies and bad guys as aliens and all that, that's fun. But to me, the war games, and this is just me, but I find, look, we got boys and girls right now getting shot overseas every single day, and to me it's nothing game-like about it. It's not
I agree, yeah,
and I just don't think that that's necessary to have games like that.
If it's one of those, it's like, it's an old World War II game or World War I, you know, it's kind of a period, maybe.
Well, like those flying games that Lucas used to do that I liked, you know, those were cool where you're like in these, you can have a World War II jets.
Yeah, those are cool.
You're flying around. I can't remember what they were called now.
Yeah, I know
what
you're talking
about. Like the
Red
Baron and stuff, and you're flying all these different missions. Those are fun.
Those are cool.
But I'm talking about these games that actually take actual maps and strategies, and they even go in and get these plans that were used by the armed forces.
Yeah, that's a little bit too... To me, that should just be for training. If you want that,
yeah,
go to the military.
It's like, it's crazy. Whoa, that's... Why would you use that for a video game?
Oh, yeah.
There's like 9-year-old kids out there that are going to like take out half of Afghanistan.
Oh, well, yeah.
It was weird. So
let's just
say,
have all our TC in black trench coats.
Yeah, it's pretty frightening. I'm like, hold on, guys. Wrong. And also, while we're talking about it, the whole thing with Walmart, while I'm there getting the game, and I have to get your opinion on this.
Okay.
I'm standing there, and this girl comes rushing in. They just have brought in the movies and the games out at midnight on Monday night.
Okay.
The new Pirates of the Caribbean came out, which is awful, but it came out.
You didn't like it?
I liked the first three okay. I thought they were kind of getting watery. This one is like the watered-down, homogenized version of Johnny Depp's character. It's very, very weird.
You know, tell you the truth, I liked it, Mike, personally. I liked his rendition of Jack better in this one than I did the third one.
Well, then again,
I hated the third one.
Well, the third one was just so full of stuff you couldn't kind of keep up.
Yeah. And the second one, to me, he kind of lost it as well. To me, I thought this was better than the second and third.
Not me, man.
But it wasn't as good as the first one. I love the first
one. Me too. Me too.
I almost think they should have stopped there.
I agree.
In a lot of cases.
Yeah. I loved the mermaid scene, though. I thought that was fantastic. But
they did some real great work on that.
Yeah, that was cool. But needless to say, the new one came out on Blu-ray in the Blu-ray DVD combo pack.
Right.
This woman bought 302 copies. She took every one in the whole store. And the ones she didn't take because they brought out the standee, her friend was back in the back buying those. Well, she was in the front buying the others. She came in after the first girl because they know that they're going to say, oh, that's all we have. And they're going to pull out more. They took all the extras, too. So between these two people, they took all of them. Here's what they're doing. They're taking them to Redbox. And they also forced Walmart to give them the price from Nebraska Furniture Mart because Walmart price matches.
They will price match the ad,
$15.
Right.
Walmart lost $1,500 plus that night. I stopped counting at $1,500. That's how much money they lost on these movies.
Okay.
Not only that, but the people who are doing this basically got a two-pack. For let's say $750 per disc,
right?
Because they got the DVD and the Blu-ray. Now they're going to take each one of those, put them in their machines, and rent each one. Now here's the thing with Disney: you have to have a rental contract if you're a rental facility like Blockbuster or Family Video or anyone like that. And that is, Disney sells you titles, and that's why when you go to Blockbuster, you'll pick up a movie, and sometimes it'll say rental on the bottom. Like you'll go to rent.
It'll be like rental copy. Right. It'll be like across that.
Yeah, on the bottom right there, and like a little white highlighted.
Well, even
area.
A lot of time it'll say it on the disc.
Oh, do they?
Around,
yeah.
In the circle, it'll say it on the inside of the disc.
That's because Disney doesn't want a lot of the bonus content on there. They want you to buy the disc. Also, It's for this very reason. It's not fair to the consumers for this to be going on. So what they basically do is they say, look, you know, you're already making all this rental money off of us, so you're going to spend $15 for this Blu-ray. That's your cost, and you're going to spend, which in all reality is probably $8 for Blockbuster to buy those Blu-rays. They probably get them for $8 or $10.
Right.
And then this is how much the DVD is, and that's what you're going to spend. So these guys are basically pirates. They're going in there, and fitting they would take the Pirates movie, but this isn't the only time it's happened. They took every copy of the Green Lantern except the one I had in my hand on Blu-ray. The week before that, they took every copy of the Lion King, and I took one from them.
See, I've been wondering, because every time I go up there to get the new movies,
They're gone.
And like I sent Nikki up, and she's like, there's no new ones up there. So I wasn't realizing that they have somebody going up there and doing that.
Yeah, the Redbox
guys. At that point,
guys.
Why isn't Walmart limiting so many per customer?
Well, that's what I just talked to him about. I said, because each store doesn't set their own policy. They have a corporate policy, corporate-wide.
Right.
This is the only place in the country they're having this problem, here in Mulletville.
Go figure.
And I'm like, because the girl that was, and she lied. She went up to Keith, the store, the night manager, and she said to Keith, hey, I'm going to buy these movies for a party I'm throwing. And she had 30 of them at the time. Like, he counted like around 29 to 30. And she said, you know, is it okay if I, you know, if I go ahead and I, you know, get these? And Keith's like, you know, oh, cool, no problem. That's no problem. Then she went back and she said she had Keith's permission, which she did, but only for those. She went back and got all the rest, see? And she said it was for a party. I looked at her and I said, was Green Lantern for a party too? And how about Lion King the week before that? Because I've seen you in here. I'm in here every Monday night. And I said, and I know your boyfriend. He works at Blockbuster and he he and his friend went together and bought the first franchise Redbox in this area over here, and they made enough money to buy more, so they own like six of them.
Right.
And so I was like, I know your boyfriend. He works at Blockbuster. You're full of shit.
Right.
And I'm sitting there making fun. And not only that, but think of this. It's the middle of the night, and there's two people checking out in the whole Walmart. Two checkouts. That's it. I mean, it's 1 o'clock in the morning.
All right.
And
you're lucky you got two half
the
time.
That's right. And they had to price match every single one of these copies. It took her 45 minutes to get through the line. By the time it was done, I was going to make it rain in there, dude. So here's my thing. I turned her into Disney today. I turned actually the store into Disney today because I think it's aiding and abetting the piracy of film. And I know people are going to think, well, God, he's kind of a douche, but I'm not a douche. And here's why. Because like you said, the next day, your wife goes in there or your kids go in there or I go in there and I want to buy this movie that I love and it's gone.
Well, I sent Nikki up to get the Green Lantern and they didn't have any. I sent her up to get the Pirates. They didn't have any. And I'm like, I'm thinking, hey, maybe it just comes out next week.
No.
So basically what you can say is next week we won't get Captain America because she'll get them.
No, because I'm going to be there.
I'll come up with you.
You ought to come up there Monday night.
I can be a prick.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take every copy and put it in a cart and just walk it around the store for an hour until they leave and then put them back.
Beautiful.
I'm going to do it because I'm tired. You know what? It's bull crap to do this to people. My thing is it's inconsiderate and it's hard enough to get a movie in this city, much less these people taking every single copy. Now, granted, you can go to another Walmart, but guess what? If you go down to Gladstone, that's where her boyfriend was. And he took every copy they had.
Yeah, because I couldn't find any over there either.
You won't find any north of the river as long as this keeps going on. And now, granted, they don't do it with all the smaller ones, but they do it with every major release. And they do it with the horror movies because they happen to know horror movies rent. So if there's only four copies they get that day of Hatchet 2, guess what? You're not seeing it. It's gone. This, and you know as well as I do, with Walmart, they won't replenish that stuff.
No,
they'll replenish Captain America in a couple of weeks, but they will not replenish Hatchet 2.
Yeah, but by then the sale price is over.
That's right, and you're screwed. So that's where I'm at, and that's why I'm so frustrated. That's one of those
I'd almost be curious to just go up there and take some photos and just send that to Disney with them.
Well, I already sent off a letter today,
Walmart.
Well, I talked to Walmart, and I sent them a letter, and I called them and left a message on their consumer hotline deal, but I haven't heard back in 2 days. So I called again this afternoon, and I said, well, I guess I'm going to have to go above your head about the piracy going on with these movies. So I'm hoping to maybe hear something tomorrow. But I don't know. I really want to put a stop to it only because I feel like it's not fair to the rest of the people. It's kind of like those guys that take 99 Hot Wheels and then put them up on eBay for 20, 30 bucks.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's time to stop. It's time to stop these people in their tracks.
What they wind up doing is like they'll get the cases at Walmart that haven't been opened yet. And then what they'll do is take them home, take that one special gold car out, and then they'll take all the rest of them back to Walmart with the receipt and return them where it's all the ones that nobody wants anyway.
Yep. And I'll tell you what's really bad. Sometimes they'll
Toys R Us is the worst one, though, because that stuff never even hits the shelves.
No, it's right out of the back room.
It's right out the back room. It's terrible.
Yeah.
Because I've seen certain managers that, I'm not going to mention names, but certain ones that work at Toys R Us, and then you'll see them at Planet Comic Con and other conventions with tables.
Oh, I know.
And I'm like, that's kind of a conflict of interest there, you know? That kind of sucks. I mean,
that's where we need to start taking pictures and sending them to home office.
Because, I mean, don't get me wrong. At one point, you know, I worked as a seasonal manager for KB Toys.
So did I.
And it was fun. You know, I worked for Joe up at Antioch Mall, and she talked me into it because, I have a day job. I really did not want to work at KB's, but she needed a guy that can, like, unload trucks.
Same here. I was like,
hey, this is great workout for me. You know, and did I grab that limited edition figure for my personal collection?
Of course.
Oh, hell yeah.
But I didn't take 10 of them.
I bought one.
Yeah.
You know, did I want that one Star Wars 12-inch when it came out of the case? Yeah, I got my Gamorrean and Gar KB, you know.
Of course.
Exclusive. But I got one.
That's right.
I didn't buy them all and put them on eBay because, you know what? That's not right.
Let me ask you this, too. Okay, scalping is illegal in many, many states in this country. How does eBay allow it? Because when someone opens up that web page and there's a scalper there, there's a fine gray area. My lawyer was talking to me about this.
Well, but let's think about eBay. I mean, honestly.
They should stop it. They should put a stop to that.
Well, not only that, let's think about eBay as a corporation. How is that not considered monopoly at this point?
Well, there are others. They're just not as big. I offer in places like that.
But, you know, but the law states certain percentage. Because, like, the company I work for, I work during the day and I work for a big, you know, corporate entity. I'm not going to get into the details because of legal reasons and everything else. But we were thinking about buying out one of the largest competitor. and we had the money and we had the resources and we were going to go buy them out. And then it was like, they're too, you would be too big. Yeah. Would there still be other companies? Yeah. But it's the point that we'd have such a big cornerstone of the market. Right. And it's all based on percentage of the market. And I understand there's a couple other companies out there, but I mean, percentage wise, what even comes close to competing with eBay percentage wise? There's not a damn one.
Well, I was thinking about something the other day. Okay. If some guy's on there and he's got like old toys and like old lunch boxes, that's cool. But I think there has to be some kind of a rule set for people who go on there, take brand new items that are retail-y, that are available for retail, and then kind of take, like, say, every Yoda in the whole city and then put them on eBay for triple the price. I think they need to cap that.
But you can. Because I know. You know why you can't? Because legally, the minute they purchase it, that is their physical property.
Oh, I know. But there should be, I mean, there should be just a fair trade agreement.
Well, they do have a new law now, not alluding to law, a new rule on eBay that you can't list the same item at the same time.
Well, yeah.
And that's limiting that you can't put 12 out there on eBay.
Right, that's helping.
You have to do one a week.
But let's be honest. At that point. The only difference here, and there is a law, you're right, but one of the laws that we could use on our favor of this is if you buy or if you distribute a brand new product and you're asking, what is it, more than 60% of its value or something like that, then it's considered scalping. So at that point, you can actually stop them. eBay could actually put up a legal disclaimer saying if it's a brand new item, this is not something in the old days. This is something, if it's currently available at retail and you're charging more than 60%, you can't list it here.
But you know, how many times has that happened with Cabbage Patch Kids in the day?
And that's one of the problems.
You got all these different things that every year there's that toy. What was it? 2 years ago,
Tickle Me Elmo or something.
It was like the mind bender. Yeah, you're right. You had Tickle Me Elmo one.
They were charging $250 for a $30 doll. Yeah.
Well, granted,
it's nuts.
I remember when Monsters Inc. first came out. You know, my daughter was all just nuts that she wanted that little Boo.
Yeah.
And I had to pay like five times the price for it.
Should have came to me. I was a manager at Toys R Us and KB Toy. Talk about a weird conflict of interest.
Oh, dude, I was working at KB's at the time and we couldn't get them in.
Yeah, I was getting them over at Toys R Us and I was getting them at KB, but yeah, they are hard to get.
I mean, I got one, but it was like it always happens.
Talking about
like
Monsters
that.
Inc., yeah. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That was something else. That was a big deal that year. I remember. Well, I'll quit jamming this subject, but I just think, you know, it's really at the point now where if they're taking come on, leave 30 copies for somebody. Jesus.
Well, to me, at that point, you know, let's take the eBay argument aside. Let's talk about just Walmart as a corporation. When you have these freaking sales in their ads, you know, even like when you go to Hy-Vee to get your limit so many per customer.
That's what Nebraska Furniture Mart and Best Buy all say that. They have a little fine print, limit five.
Or limit this, you know. Just limit it. I mean, I'm sorry, somebody buying 30, you're not getting 30 for a party. And at that point, if I'm the manager, okay, get five at my store and you're going to be driving to Gladstone to get your other five.
Well, my thing is, look, even if he did allow that because he's trying to be a cool guy or whatever, taking advantage and taking every single copy in the store and making sure no one else gets any just so you can go and pirate the crap on, you know what, if you've got a damn Redbox, you should have an account, a legitimate account with these companies anyway.
Well, that's where I'm really surprised by this, you know, you bringing this up like that. Because I was under the understanding all these Redboxes, that they're supposed to be going into a company and getting those DVDs through the company. Because
that's
number
right,
one, you're posting that way, you got your tax ID, you're getting the stuff at wholesale cost anyway. I mean,
they're
why
still
would
getting
you
them for less. They're still getting, see, these Disney, the Disney stuff, they're getting for $7.50 a disc. You're never going to get that from Disney. And that's why they're doing it. They're pirating this stuff in a different kind of term. I mean, they're not making copies, but they're making all this money off these products and they're able to get two for one. And that's really where it's hurting everybody because it should not be allowed. I don't care if they rent them. I just don't like the fact that they're taking it away from you and me. That's all I'm saying, because people should have a right. I know Josh, you know, from Lost in the Static. If Josh was down there and he wanted to get his favorite movie, I could just see what would happen if he walked in there, because he's kind of like we are. He's like passionate about movies and stuff.
Yeah.
If you walk in there to get your favorite new movie, you go in there to get Captain America, whatever, and there's none there, you're going to make it rain in there. I don't care who you are. That's just the way it goes.
Yeah, because that's really, it's funny, because I mean, it's funny that you said that, because I mean, twice I was trying to get the new Green Lantern and the new Pirates, and Nikki's like, no, they're not up here.
Yeah, the Lion King the week before, I made him give me one of those, and they told me they weren't going to, and I said, well, then I'll wait for you outside. And they gave me one. I was serious. You know how I am.
Oh, yeah, that's
crazy.
I'd
be waiting for them outside. I had to do that with Star Wars figures back in the day with guys running from one Walmart to the other, taking every one. My kid just wanted a damn Star Wars figure. So I wanted to buy one case because you remember they had two in each of each figure. Mm-hmm. At the time, they had one of each figure, two total. So I went to get it. I was going to keep one and give one to Joey. And this guy kept racing me. I'd see him fly by me on the highway and they'd be flipping me off and stuff. So I got him and I finally found him in Independence and that was the last stop. And he had the cases there and I looked him dead in the eye. I said, if you don't give me one of those, I'll be waiting for you outside and I will beat the
Felgacarb
out of you and take it. Excuse my language here. I just put a beep in there.
Right.
But I will do it and I will take it. And it's going home with me one way or the other. I don't care. And he's like, oh, I got a cop for it. I said, well, you want to know something funny? That cop's my friend. He works for me at my movie theater. So go ahead. Let's play.
See, I had that at one point because it's funny. And it wasn't even my kid. I mean, this is back, you know, before the days of kids. But I was up here at the Toys R Us at Berry Road. And there was a kid looking for a certain figure, and they were just putting them out. And this guy grabbed all of them and started throwing them in a cart. And this kid was there with his dad, and he was looking for a certain one. And this guy threw them on the cart. And I'm like, hey, dude, can you get one of these to the kid? He goes, I had it first. I said, really? Is that the way you're going to play this? He goes, what are you going to do about it? And I played the same thing, dude. I go, you know what? I go, jerks like you just make me violent.
Yeah.
I go, jerks like you is why I play hockey.
That's it.
And I go, and I'll be outside. And he goes, what? I said, I'll be outside.
Yep.
I said, and if I don't find you now, I will see what car you get into. I will find out where you live. And at some point when nobody's around, you might just have an accident.
That's it. You got to be that. It sucks to be that mean.
And he turned around and he goes, are you serious? I go, dude. At the time, you know, I was kind of cocky, you know, I was fresh out of high school. I'm like, dude, I'm a long-haired musician that plays hockey. You tell me what I'd do. I go, we get in fights on the weekends for fun. Really? I'm like, come on, guy. I go, just, you can't give this kid a figure that it's made for?
It's gone too far, dude.
And unluckily enough, he went ahead and coughed it up and gave it to the kid. But I'm like, man, how pathetic of a... Here you go. How pathetic of an individual are you that you're a grown adult and just to make a couple bucks on eBay or back in those days was all the antique malls. You got to throw your figures in the
Still
antique
is.
Malls. Yeah. And it's like that you're going to not let a little kid get a toy. I'm like, dude, there's special places in hell for people like you. You know, with pedophiles and child molesters, that's where you go. I mean, it's like, come on. I mean, that's sad. I mean... This whole,
you know it. You know it.
It drives me nuts, dude. It does drive me nuts. It's like they're toys. Let the kids have toys.
That's it. Just get back off, jack off. That's what I say.
I don't get it.
Well, I'll let you start talking about something more pleasant.
Hey, does the Batman Year One come out next week?
It's already out. I watched it.
Is it out?
It's fantastic. It's everything I wanted it to be except for one thing. It's really taking me a lot to get used to the guy they've got voicing Batman. It's really strange. I don't know what he was trying to do, but the way he's methodically speaking in the pattern he's using is really bugging the hell out of me.
Really?
It doesn't really sound like what I would think of. I know I can't always have Kevin Conroy.
Right.
God knows we should. But this just doesn't sound like my... vision of Batman in any stretch. And I've liked Batman. I mean, at first it took me a minute to get used to Jeremy Sisto as Batman.
Right.
But I eventually liked it.
Okay.
You know, it took me about 20 minutes of the movie and I was like, okay, I'm digging it. I'm digging where they're going. Batman should have like a lower voice. This guy's voice is like kind of higher register voice.
Right.
And he's got a really strange way of phrasing things. I mean, it's a gorgeous movie, but it also shocked the hell out of me that it was only 62 minutes long.
That's it?
That's it. And it felt kind of incomplete. I was like, well.
Felt cheated.
I guess they got the whole story in, kind of. But man, it felt kind of rushed.
I have to check it out.
But I think, honestly, it was fantastic in every way. The best thing about it is the behind-the-scenes documentary stuff on Batman. It's himself with Michael Uslan and everybody. They have roundtable discussions with all these amazing people from the
70s. Cool. Yeah.
You'll love that, all the great artists and writers.
I'll check that out. I'll go get it this week.
They have Dan Didio, you know, and those kind of guys are on there. They talk to everybody.
Nice.
So it's really cool. They got some cool extras. They got a Catwoman animated short that's really kick-ass.
That's what I really wanted to see.
Paul Dini, buddy. Paul Denny. Bruce Timm's on there. He's doing a lot of interview stuff. So there's really a lot of cool stuff. They also have Bruce Timm's favorite bat picks or whatever, and they have some classic episodes throughout the entire, and it's in Blu-ray quality, of the entire, you know, DC run of Batman, so that he could kind of pick from different series and mix and match. That was kind of cool. So, yeah, there's things that are worthy about it, but again, it just kind of, I don't know, I've got to get used to that guy's voice. I'm going to watch it again because I love the animation, my God, and I love the script. It's just that voice. I mean, kind of sounds like, I don't know, I don't even know how to describe it. It just doesn't sound like Batman to me.
Not quite up to scope.
He's not gruff enough. He's not, you know, deep register. He doesn't have the Batman register. You know what I'm saying? You know, he didn't have the whole...
doesn't have the Christian Bale.
He does, though. It's in a couple spots. He's like... in a couple spots, he's trying to talk a little bit gruff, but he talks so high, it doesn't make sense.
Right.
It's like weird. I'm going, all right, well, I'm not going to dog the guy out, but man, it sure seems weird.
Oh, yeah.
What's new this week?
Dude, a lot. A lot this week. Now that we've probably hit almost half our show.
It is. Yeah, we're getting close. You want to take a break and then come back and talk?
Yeah, let's take a break because, you know... come back because we're going to be talking about, believe it or not, Spike TV Awards were this week, which I got to tell you.
Scared.
Oh, dude, it was awesome. I love it every year. I got to say, it's the best award show on television by far.
All right.
It's great. And, of course, New York Comic Con. A lot of stuff premiered again this week because of that.
Yeah, that's what I want to hear about.
So, yeah, and I got the scoop on that. So, come right back, just in a few, to the Brute Squad.
Brute Squad!
My brother, I cross on my skin. Attention all personnel. You got it. You got it. You found the most listened to radio station. Jackalope Radio.
And we're back with the Brute Squad.
Brute Squad!
Busy week. Busy week. I got to tell you, Scream Awards was Saturday night. Wound up aired on Spike TV Tuesday night. Dude, I dug it this year. It was great.
As long as they didn't give any awards to the movie Scream, I'm okay.
No.
God dang it.
No, it was really cool. They had Tarantino was there. They gave the best Maverick Award is award they have. What I like about Spike TV, besides it's, you know, your geek fandom, but I mean, it's really gotten to the point that every star comes out to this. I mean, number one, Lucas showed up. Lucas has already banned every Hollywood award show in the nation just because, you know, they pretty much blacklisted him for Star Wars. Give me a break. Star Wars has changed our whole entire way of life, you know? And then they're going to sit there and say, I don't think it's good enough for an award. Really? That's a whole nother argument. But anyway, he was there showing his Tuscany Airmen movie that's coming out. I got to say, it may be a World War II movie and not really the genre for that kind of setting, but the trailer of it looks pretty spectacular. The effects look awesome. But I like how they have like these really odd, obscure awards. I think the biggest thing that I thought was great was they had the Hero of the Year Award. And it was actually Robert Downey Jr. got it for Iron Man, got it for Sherlock Holmes. And he actually showed up.
Wow.
It was freaking awesome. They had fireworks because the whole thing's outdoors anyway. And the whole thing looks like pretty much a goth fest. I mean, everybody and their brothers dressed up like either a horror fan or a superhero. Colin Farrell actually gave him the award. It was pretty cool. He was all going on about having a man crush. They actually have one that's called Best Most Anticipated Movie of the Year. And it's always like, what's the everybody's voting? What are they the most excited about? And of course, your baby won. The Dark Knight. So it was kind of cool because they had Gary Oldman there. They had Anne Hathaway. And they accepted the award. And I guess this is the third time Gary Oldman showed up to accept it. Which, I mean, if Oldman's coming to accept it, you know, it's pretty cool. Tarantino presented the Maverick Award. And it's supposed to be like that actor that's like the biggest Maverick. And of course, I know you don't like him, but it was Nicolas Cage who got it. And it was kind of surprising. Well,
do you mean I love Nicolas Cage?
Do you like this?
Did you not know that? Dude, he's in like my top five actors of all time. Everyone else dogs him and I always defend him.
I thought you said you didn't like him.
I love Nicolas. Everything he does. It's the only reason I watch his movies.
No, that's cool because I'm a fan. Don't get me wrong. I dig Cage.
I love Cage.
There's only one time he ever got an award I didn't think he deserved, but that's...
I still thought he deserved it. For his Leaving Las Vegas.
I don't think he deserved it more than William Wallace.
I do. I have to admit it.
I loved
William Wallace.
That's to me. That was Mel Gibson's movie.
It was great.
It was the same thing. Kevin Costner. He got every single award with Dancing with Wolves, but Best Actor. It's like we're going to give you everything but the Best Actor. We're just going to prove a point.
Yeah, that was weird. Yeah.
But and then they showed the trailer for the new Ghost Rider, Spirit of Vengeance. I got to tell you, it looks stellar.
Does it?
Oh, they better effects, better, it's darker, even to the point that like his skull is kind of blackened. And I read a report, they were talking about it at New York Comic Con that was this weekend as well. And they were talking about how they decided to make it more blackened because if bones are actually burnt, they turn black. And they wanted to make it look more realistic. And I got to tell you, I'm excited about it. It looks really good. Best fantasy actor, Daniel Radcliffe. Weird. I think the one that I was really happy about was best TV show. It actually went to the Game of Thrones. And I got to tell you, if you haven't seen that, you haven't seen it yet, have you?
No.
Dude, it's one of the best shows. It is freaking incredible. I have to say they're the best books. I've read hundreds of books in my life. That's all I ever do is read. I'm reading the fifth one, The Dance of Dragons, right now. If you guys want a great fantasy, to me, it's better than Tolkien. These Game of Thrones books are freaking awesome. But what's got me is best fantasy actor was Alexander Skarsgård for True Blood. He wasn't even there, unfortunately.
Go figure.
Well, he was there last year. I think the problem was a lot of people at New York Comic Con, and then you had the Scream Awards the same weekend in California. You kind of had to split it up.
Gotcha.
But best superhero, Chris Evans got it.
Cool.
Beat out Thor.
Cool.
Beat out Ryan Reynolds and beat out Tom Welling. I thought Tom Welling would get it.
I just wanted him to get slapped in the face because he wouldn't wear the suit.
That wasn't his decision, from my understanding.
It was his decision. He said it from day one, remember? Tom Welling came in and said, I'm never going to wear that suit.
Well, I thought he'd at least do it for the last one.
He's a douche.
Wow.
I say it out.
He is a douche, dude. That's harsh.
Well, he can take his no cape, have an ass, and shove it. How's that?
Wow. So I got a question. Are you going to go see Mission Impossible 3?
Yes.
You know what they're going to have at Mission Impossible 3, don't you? They announced today 6 minutes of The Dark Knight Rises.
What?
Some of them are saying it's going to be similar to the situation as Dark Knight. Six-minute Dark Knight Rises
right.
prologue with Mission Impossible.
When?
When does that come out?
Yeah. What the hell?
You're going to go see Mission Impossible, just see that.
Well, I was going to go anyway because I thought it looked really good, and I like
Tom
Cruise.
The rumor is a 6-minute prologue for Dark Knight Rises with Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol. Is that what it is?
It's coming out in December.
Is it December?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right here.
Once Upon a Time comes out this week, too. That looks pretty good.
Mission Impossible, this December.
And that's when you get your Dark Knight.
Yeah! I'm okay now.
Dude, I'm still not digging Anne Hathaway.
I am. Yep, I am.
Guess who got best comic book writer? It was not Geoff Johns, believe it or not.
Uh-oh.
Ed Brubaker. Mr., you know, doing all the Avengers and all, actually got
right?
it.
Wow.
Best comic book movie. Believe it or not, I thought this was the biggest crock in the world, though. I got to tell you. Best comic book movie. Here's your choices, okay? And you tell me who you'd have picked. Captain America. Cowboys and Aliens. Thor. X-Men First Class. Or Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
I'd go with Scott Pilgrim. No, Captain America would be my first.
Scott Pilgrim won.
But it would probably be my second out of all those.
Really?
Yeah, I loved it. I thought it was brilliant.
I like Cowboys and Aliens, too.
I do, too. I love them all. Every movie you mentioned, I liked. But I have to say, I just had a really good time at Scott Pilgrim versus the World. I've seen it like 9 times.
Have you really?
Yeah, I loved that movie. I even have the Blu-ray.
I have not seen it yet.
I just personally thought it was
so. I need to go out and watch it?
It was just really imaginative. I liked it. I thought, and it was fun. That's the thing. I went to that movie. I had more fun in that movie than almost any of those other movies, except Captain America. I had more fun. But Thor, I was so busy being irritated by his lack of helmet that I couldn't have as much fun as I needed to.
See, that's fun. I knew you were going to bring up the helmet.
No talent. And the funny thing is, they've got his action figure at Walmart with a helmet, and I was like, he never wears it. Why put it on the figure?
See, that's even sadder.
It's so wrong.
So wrong.
Well, you have to admit, I'm ready for battle. Let me take my helmet off. Really?
Well, that's the same thing as, like, you know, the new Avengers trailer. I don't see him wearing the helmet in any of that either.
I don't want to talk about that.
And why is that?
Because I'm frustrated. The trailer looks great, but damn it.
You like the new long play trailer?
Yeah, I do.
You actually get to see the Hulk kind of hulking out a little bit?
The only problem I have with the whole thing is, like I said, I'm not. It's a little CGI heavy, and the whole lack of helmet when the dude's in battle. That's gonna stick with me for the rest of my life. I know, but
is it?
It's just a thorn in my side.
Man.
And I want Tony Stark to have the costume from the 70s. Wouldn't that be cool?
That'd be kind of cool.
I mean, it's a cool costume. I still see action figures based on that costume.
Oh, they still have that one. Yeah.
I love that one. I was just reading an old Iron Man comic, and I was thinking, man, I miss that suit. I know the new one's all high-tech and gadgetry and neat, yeah. But I just miss that old suit.
What else is going on this week? Oh, they ended the season of Wolverine and Iron Man anime, which I've been talking up because I think it's great.
You have, yeah.
X-Men starts this week. The X-Men anime. I saw the trailer, and it looks freaking phenomenal. It's starting Friday on G4.
Wow.
And definitely, you know, go out and check that out. It looks great. It looks awesome. It's a lot darker. It's not for kids. New York Comic Con, I think the big surprise with that is I know some people have been kind of upset over the DC Universe because I know they're saying Wave 20 is going to be the last wave, and then after that they're going to be doing more 52 base figures. But they finally did premiere some. They premiered the new Penguin and some of the, and LaFreeze, the Orange Lantern. Supposedly they have announced that not only will they be the 52, but they're also going to go ahead and mix it up where you're going to get some of the classics as well. The one thing that they've said is there will not be any more Build-A-Figures. They're done with Build-A-Figures. The only problem I have with that is they're probably going to keep it at the same price, which I'm sorry, I'm a retailer, so I kind of got the inside scoop, you know, since I own a store, that I just got a letter, believe it or not, from Mattel that they are raising their prices again. I guess China's got this big movement now where we can't get raises in America, but China, the communist country, is now going to raise their minimum wage. Well, because of that, any product made in China, you're going to now see the prices raised. So, yeah, so the $17.99 for your figure at Toys R Us will soon be $19.99. I'm not quite sure how I feel about that. I mean, $20. Are you going to pay $20 a figure? It's a little bit much.
It is.
Now, the one thing that they did premiere is the Hasbro showed the Marvel Legends that everybody, they showed Wave 3. And Wave 3 is actually going to be consisting of U.S. Agent, everybody's been waiting for the Punisher. They're finally going to do a Blade figure. And it's not a movie style, it's a comic style I'm happy about. They're doing an Archangel. I'm really excited about this Archangel because the last Archangel they did, they tried to make it with like these missile wings and all, and they're always trying to do these little gadgets. And it's like, this one's just a really cool looking figure and his wings look like they should. Jean Grey, of course, she's wearing her 80s outfit. They're doing a Strife. But I think the one thing that I was kind of really happy about is, Moonstar. I forgot they are doing Moonstar, which is kind of cool because I don't think they've really done any characters from the New Mutants before. So I guess, well, I take that back. I guess they did a Cannonball. But the other one I'm excited about is they're finally going to redo the White Queen. They did one in the Blob Wave, and it looked terrible. And this one looks really good. I mean, I'm quite happy that they're going to go back and retool her. She's looking cool. I guess the new Spider-Man for Wave 2 is going to have like two different variants. One is going to be a black and white from like the new FF comics. And the other one's going to be green and black. I don't know when the heck he wore green and black.
I don't know that he ever did.
Yeah, I don't. Probably not. We don't got much time left, do we?
We're getting close.
Let's hit about the last few minutes. We're going to talk about the comics that came out this week.
Cool.
Uncanny X-Men. I'm really kind of ticked off over this. It kind of pisses me off to be... It's the final issue of Uncanny X-Men.
I see that.
They made it to 544 because they have this whole new storyline, you know, where Cyclops and Wolverine get in this battle. And basically, Cyclops is forming the military strike team from now on. And Wolverine's going to go back to New York, back to the mansion, and he's going to rebuild it. And it's going to be the School for Gifted Youngsters. Not only that, but he's naming it after Jean Grey, Cyclops' ex-wife. Dead ex-wife. The problem I have with this would be one thing if they were going to cancel it to do this Wolverine and the X-Men. But the fact that next month they're going to come out with Uncanny X-Men number one. Why the hell are you going to cancel a title and say it's the final issue when the following month you're going to redo it as a number one? Same storylines continuing, same characters continuing. It's not like DC's 52 where they're rebooting the universe. All they're doing is doing a marketing ploy to get another freaking number one out there. And I'm sorry, I'm kind of over this number one issue crap. It's like, you know what? Just keep it going. It's Uncanny X-Men. It's been going on since, what, the 60s? Now you're going to change it? Batman came out this week. Batman's freaking stellar. Scott Snyder's like right on top.
They do a big interview with him in on that disc I was telling you about.
Dude, he's doing some great work. The one thing I like the best about the Batman title is they have this new comic coming out in December. It's going to be a deluxe oversized graphic novel. Actually, it's coming out in November. It's called Batman Noel. And dude, look at this artwork.
Yeah, that looks nice. It looks really nice.
And it's kind of like a Christmas slice, you know, story. But the artwork is incredible. Dude, I mean, guys, get out there online. Do a search, Batman Noel. It looks freaking stellar. You're going to want to get it. Catwoman was great this week. I think the main two issues that came out was Justice League 2. You got to see the Flash in this one and Superman. And I got to tell you, DC is, for Superman being the golden boy, Boy Scout, they have just turned him into a prick. I mean, he's beating the crap out of Batman. Basically, like, he goes, Batman, you better talk before I won't let you talk.
Nice.
I mean, it's like, wow. You know, they're in the Flash comes up to Green Lantern, and he goes, what are you doing? He goes, I'm in a fight with Superman and Batman. They're on the phone together. And he goes, Batman, he's real? Because at this time, it's supposed to be like the premiere of Batman. And he goes, yeah, he's real, but he's a tool. And I'm like, that's so Green Lantern. He calls Batman a tool. And then the Flash is like, what do you do? He goes, I didn't do anything. He goes, how? You always do something. I mean, it's great dialogue. I'm telling you, Geoff Johns, except for Superman being a tool, which I think is totally out of character for Superman, the comic book is great. The artwork is great. Definitely one to pick up. Nightwing came out. Can't talk enough about Nightwing. I'm really digging the direction of that. But the big one, Fear Itself number 7 came out. It's finally the end of the story arc, and basically Odin and Cap and everybody go to war. Tony Stark gets this new armor that's also enchanted by Odin. So he's like a badass. But the thing that's so puzzling is Thor has got this magical sword, which I guess he got it from Odin. It doesn't really go into the detail here. But he throws his hammer down.
Right.
And Cap picks it up. When Cap was ever able to pick up the hammer in his life, I don't know. And when he picks it up, he doesn't become Thor. He just uses it as a weapon.
Right. That's a good way to follow the mythology of the characters, guys.
Yeah, I mean, look. He just picks it up. And he's battling with Thor's hammer. So that one kind of, I got to tell you, it's kind of put me off because I don't understand what the heck he's doing with Thor's hammer. And finally, at the end of this, now you guys have to understand, Thor was dead they had this big Avengers dissembled story arc that happened like 5-6 years ago. And they killed off Hawkeye, they killed off Thor. You know, they little by little brought him back. I guess about a year and a half ago is when Michael Skolinski decided to bring back Thor for Marvel, brought him back to life. He had the Odin power. Thor brought back to all the gods. They lived, you know, above Oklahoma City and all this stuff.
Nice place to live, by the way. Kind of goofy.
Yeah, well, it was Oklahoma, playing Oklahoma City. But here we are a year and a half later. Odin, at the end of this battle, takes the god of fear, his brother, to Asgard. Locks both of them away and shuts every god out of Asgard. So they're now having to stay on Earth. But the biggest thing about this battle is, guess what? They have a casualty. Because you can't have an event without a casualty. Guess who they killed off?
Hard telling.
He's not wearing a helmet.
You're kidding.
They killed off Thor again. Jeez. He's only been alive for a year and a half and they killed him again. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. I'm like, he's just got back. And they kill Thor.
It's gone a little far at this point.
I'm like, really? They killed Bucky. They killed Thor. Captain America, his shield is now cracked. It's been re-enchanted by the dwarves of Asgard. Because it got broke and they put it back together. Unfortunately, it's got a crack in it. Just because, and Stark has a line in it like, hey, I can buff that out for you. And he goes, no, I think it, you know, adds character. Does Cap's shield, I mean, and you know what's sad? And this is just me. I may be reading too much into it. Well, with everything going on politically with our country and everything going on, do we really need to show Captain America's shield?
Broken.
As his icon, his strength. You know, it's kind of, you know, even in the comics, it's kind of, you know, for lack of a better term, kind of, you know, an American icon image.
It is.
And then you're going to show it cracked now.
Nothing's sacred, dude.
I'm like, and you're going to kill off Thor.
Douchebags.
Yeah, I'm not, I just, it's not what I expected for the end of Fear itself. I'm a DC guy, but I've been really digging Fear up until this last issue. And it's just kind of like, it's very odd. I don't quite understand what they did. I don't understand, you know, the fact of them killing Thor so quick. I mean, it's just kind of gotten old. That's the one thing I have to say about Marvel. It's like every time you turn around, they're killing somebody. And now they have this big new promotional ad. It's coming back or it's returns or whatever. And it's a big phoenix. So I guess we can pretty much know that the phoenix is coming back.
Hmm. Weird.
Yeah, I don't know. It's very odd.
I think that's an understatement. Understatement at this point, Johnny, because it seems like that they're not happy unless they're doing something to kind of put their stamp, as we've talked about in the past, on figures that we grew up loving. All these new artists and new writers have to put their signature on everything. And if that means destroying and stomping on things that you've held dear since you were a kid, so be it. As long as their egos are stroked and they're feeling good about themselves, well, if you want it, you'll buy it. And if you don't, too bad.
Yeah, see, to me, I'm kind of more of a point of, like, if you really want to do something, try creating something.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, I want to put my stamp on it, but, you know, it's kind of like, create something. If you're such a badass.
If you're so good at it, you know, go on in there and do something new, doucheballs.
And see, and that's my thing. Now, I am happy. Guess what? I can't believe it, but everybody knows I'm a big, you know, Geoff Johns fan.
Ah!
Yeah, go figure. Because, I mean, he's done great with Green Lantern. He's done great with Aquaman. And he's taking these characters and he's kind of reviving them.
Right.
Well, I'm a big fan of Gary Frank as well. He did the Superman Origins. You know, he's done some really great stellar artwork. All-Star Superman he did. They're bringing back Shazam.
Weird.
Captain Marvel. It's going to be called The Curse of Shazam. From my understanding, with this new reboot, they are going to finally put away everything that says Captain Marvel. I think they're now going to call him Shazam. Because I guess the thought behind all of it is they really don't want to care. Number one, they can't use the name because Marvel snatched it from them. And I've told that story on this, you know, on their show before. Basically, they let the trademark expire and Marvel swept in and bought it real quick before they could actually, I think it was like the day it expired, Marvel just swooped in and grabbed it real quick. And now they created their own Captain Marvel character and DC had to start calling him Shazam. But now that's going to be called Curse of Shazam and it's going to be starting. And yeah, I mean, I'm excited. I'm sorry. I like the big red cheese.
I do too.
I mean, I really think Captain Marvel's a great character. I think he'd be a great movie. And I'll tell you, I'll take 100 Captain Marvels over Superman any day of the week.
Well, I don't know. I really like the Superman movie. Now, the new Superman.
I'm talking about just the character.
I really like him.
I'm just talking about the character. I like Captain Marvel better than Superman.
Well, okay. I won't make fun.
No, go ahead.
I just say, yeah. I actually really liked Superman's character until recently. I don't know what the hell's wrong with him now, but
I'm not saying I dislike him. I just say I prefer Captain Marvel. I really do.
No counting for taste up in here.
Wow. Wow.
Did he really go there?
I can't believe he went there. I thought we were friends.
We are, but I still say it. I still say it.
People, I will be doing the show solo next week.
Todd will be tied in the back.
Todd will be in traction.
That is awesome. Well, you know, I just really like, I can't help it. I like the dude, you know.
I thought you were a Batman fan.
Of course I am. But you can like both. I mean, that is the funny thing. People don't think you can like both, but I always like both.
No, I like, don't get me wrong, I like Superman. To me, I think what I always liked about Captain Marvel was that he was mortal.
Yeah.
You know, he's a kid. I mean, that's what the greatest thing is Geoff Johns did a whole thing where Captain Marvel kept hitting on Stargirl. And everybody's like, oh, dude, he's a pervert. You know, Stargirl's only 14 and Captain Marvel's hitting on her and all this. And they're not even realizing that Billy Batson's like 12. You know, basically he's going for an older woman. Everybody else is going, oh, God, this guy's a perv.
Dorks.
I'm digging it. And you know what? And it's Geoff Johns. It's funny. I had a customer, a good friend of mine, who can't stand Aquaman, hated it. And I kept telling him it was going to be like the store. And I was like, dude, this is going to be the comic, dude. This is it. And he's like, oh, no, it's Aquaman sucks. He talks to fish and all this stuff. And
I like him talking to fish.
And I can't stand it. And the first issue came out, and I gave it to him. And I'm like, because he comes into the store, and I said, dude, just take this. I'm not even going to charge you. Just read it. He's like, I'm going to hate it. I said, that's fine. Bring it back and tell me how much you hate it. He actually added it to his pull list.
There you go.
Because he said it just was such a great. And I got to tell you, the first Aquaman, it's a great freaking issue. And I mean, he takes every single Aquaman joke that's ever been created and turns it around. And he just, it was great. I was surprised.
I don't see anything wrong with Aquaman myself. I always liked him.
Well, in this one, they made him a badass. I mean, basically, bullets are now shooting off of him.
Wow.
Well, when you think about it, though, if your skin is strong enough to handle the depths of the bottom of the ocean, a bullet's not going to get through it. I mean, you got to be able to have skin tough enough to basically survive that pressure.
Right.
So, and they got him super strong. I mean, for him to be able to swim at that depth, he basically takes his trident and picks up a big truck and actually flips it over. So it's pretty impressive. So those of you who have not gotten Aquaman, go check it out.
Better check it out. It's a great issue. Sounds like, geez, Aquaman's Barney badass nowadays.
He is, dude. I was surprised. I read it. I was like, oh, my God. He made him a badass. I can't believe it.
Well, there you go.
We'll see what he does with Shazam. I mean, I'm hoping he does well.
Well, can't do much worse than some of the incarnations we've seen. The Shazam family.
Oh, they've done some bad things on that.
Yeah, that's a terrible, terrible tragedy.
Well, heck, the thing they did the last few years when they gave him gray hair, gave him a white costume, made him basically an old man.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah, thanks, buddy.
And then they made Freddie Mercury. Here's Freddie Mercury, his best friend. He makes him go through all these trials to gain all the powers of Shazam.
Well, the coolest part is he has a name of a singer for Queen. That's the coolest part. Phil Freddie Mercury there.
Freddie Mercury, yeah.
That's rocking. True. He's rocking the Queen action.
Nice.
Well, I think we're about out of time, my friend.
Are we?
Unfortunately, another week.
Another week goes by. Well, turn in next week. We will be back once again. Same Brute time, same Brute channel.
With the Brute Squad?
With the Brute Squad.
Brute Squad!
Now, please don't take my heart away. Promise me just one more night, then we'll go our separate ways. We always had time on our side, but now it's fading.